Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
On Kaya959.
With Pimelo Modine.
What's yours?
What's yours?
Welcome to Point of View, and thank you so much for being with us, and really looking forward to your participation today. It's going to be a really busy show. Some stories are not really easy to deal with, but we have to do that. And we're going to be going to a community in Ekurhuleni that really is reeling after the death of a three-year-old after being mauled by a pack of dogs. We'll have a conversation with the ward councillor there. We are also concerned about the money that the U.S. stopped sending to us under US aid, and we've got a full report that we saw from Becky Caesar, but the report itself was actually done by Hero at Wits University, and we'll have a conversation with them. You know, how much money do we need to make sure that some of these programs continue? And then the SASCO is calling for the resignation of the Minister of Higher Education. We'll have a conversation with them. We are going to be having a conversation with the researcher at the Institute for Economic Justice. Calls for a hike in social grant payments. They're saying what people are getting right now is not enough. I suspect a lot of people who are grant recipients will agree with that. They will tell you that that money goes so quickly, and in fact, it's just not sustainable. And so we'll have a conversation about that absolute proposal of, you know, it's probably time to consider social grant increases. But where is that money going to come from? And I'd love to hear from you and your take on that. It's one of those very contentious, but you remember when the elections, people were rooting for all of us to vote for them. Everybody came on the ticket of a grant being, you know, being some of the things that is that are on their manifesto, that they will be lobbying for grant payments. But we're here now, and you can hear the change in tone from some of the political parties. But we'll have a conversation about how feasible all of that is. It's 8 minutes after eight.
Point of View.
Discussing the world around you.
On the street.
On the air.
And at kaya959.co.za.
Jeffrey Mthembu is a ward councillor. It's Ward 93 in Ekurhuleni, and it's an informal settlement. It's called Marathon, where a three-year-old little girl was killed by a pack of dogs over the weekend. Mr. Mthembu is on the line this evening with us, and I'm sure you may have heard the story was carried throughout the day through our, you know, news bulletins. But we just wanted to get a better sense of what exactly happened there. Mr. Mthembu, thank you so much for your time, and good evening and welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Mthembu, are you still there?
Yes, I am. All thank right. you very much, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much for giving us time to unpack what actually happened. Are you able to take us back to what happened to the little girl?
Yes, I think on Friday at around 5, the little girl was walking from her place where she stays with her mother. And she walked through the settlement, because I'm told that she's usually walking to on that particular footpath, going to visit an old man that is a close friend to the family. So unfortunately, she could not reach the place, because that's when she was attacked by the dogs in that particular area. And the same dogs, I was only told yesterday that it was not the first incident that happened. There were other two kids, almost of the same age, that were attacked on that particular spot. So unfortunately, on this one, when she was attacked by these dogs, no one came through, or no one heard or saw what happened. The only person that saw, it was when the dogs were dragging her behind one of the shacks. That's when they realized that there's something happening there, and they rushed in. Then they then discovered that the dog are just standing over her, and they're still biting her.
You know, I want you to give us a sense of whether these dogs actually have an owner. Does the community know who owns these dogs, or is it maybe a group of dogs that are owned by different people?
No, it's a group of dogs that are owned by an individual. And that particular person, apparently, on the first two cases, he was approached and he took it lightly to say, as normally people will do that, my dog will not attack kids and so forth. That's what the response that they got, because we spoke to one of the family members that her child was attacked late last year. That they spoke to the person, and then the person said, no, his dogs cannot and will not attack kids. But this time around, the incident happened and he was not home. And the unfortunate part of that is that after the incident, the community then demolished the shack and then also stoned these dogs, because apparently there were also seven puppies that were there, and those puppies were also killed by the community. But the dogs were definitely sure they ran away, so they couldn't get hold of them.
You know, as a ward councillor, had there been any other intervention apart from the fact that the community had asked him and he had denied with the first two cases? Any case, a criminal case was opened or anything at all?
No, I only got the information yesterday, because I remember the incident happened on Friday.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mtembo?
Yes, unfortunately, there's a call that is coming through on my line here, so I had to drop it.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Unfortunately, there was no report given on the first two incidents. Only yesterday, as I was walking through the settlement, the trainer got the information that there was also previously incidents that took place from the same dogs.
So, you know, I do believe that the community saying the SPCA should come through and assist with the dogs. I don't know whether you've had a response from the SPCA yet, and what's the situation there?
Yeah, I was with the SPCA this morning, and then we had a discussion around that. And then, yes, they have agreed that even this afternoon, we were supposed to have met later in the afternoon, but we couldn't meet. But I suppose tomorrow we'll be able to meet in the morning, because one, it's to identify the area where the dogs are, because during the day you don't find them. In that particular area, you don't find them, because as soon as they appear, the community starts stoning them. So they are not there, but I'm told that at night they are coming. So now it's to show them where the area, that the place is, so that later in the evening they are also able to come in and see if they can devise means of catching them.
What about the actual municipality? Because the SPCA, yes, has a role to play, but people that actually are supposed to enforce bylaws is the municipality. Have you reached out to them, and what's their responsibility or response?
Now, the city is aware of the situation, but the reality here is that it's an informal settlement, and it's highly congested. So how do you then regulate such kind of a bylaw within that particular space? The only thing that we have agreed upon is to start as soon as possible, with a program that will then engage the community as to those who do not want those dogs with them must then hand them over to SPCA, because where the settlement is, it's just 10 minutes walk to this SPCA. So secondly, it's to also have a one-on-one engagement with the communities, especially those who have dogs with them, and so that we are able to, one, vaccinate them, and also SPCA assist in terms of how do we then handle such situations when, in a case like this, what then do we do as the community? But to regulate the place, it's very difficult, because it's an informal settlement that is very highly congested.
But that is the job of the MMC of community safety.
No, I will not speak on behalf of the MMC now.
Yeah.
Yes, I will not speak on behalf of the MMC, but I'm saying myself, I spend most of the time in that particular area. I can take you through so that you then understand what is it that I'm talking about, because it's not easy to deal with in that particular area. Remember, there are a lot of things that are happening in that particular area, but then it's a subject for another day.
It's definitely a subject for another day, and it's definitely a subject that I think you can't, as you said, speak on behalf of the MMC. But the initiative and the program that you're speaking of, is this a program led by yourselves with SPCA?
And other departments will be also coming in. Surely with the MMC will be coming in.
Okay, but at the moment, this is what you are doing, discussing with SPCA. You haven't had the city involved yet, or am I misunderstanding?
No. I've been communicating with the the office of the Whip of Council.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that I've been communicating with.
Okay. Do you know if there were any criminal charges laid, against the owner of the dogs?
It's just that I was not aware during the morning when I started engaging, but during the day, I took the mother of the child and one of the committee members to the forensic pathologist in Germiston, and then also to the police station. But that's when I was informed that a case was opened immediately on Friday in at the Germiston police station, a case that has to also be handed over to the Primrose police station.
So currently the case is sitting where?
In Germiston, with the SAPS in Germiston. So it must be handed over to the Primrose SAPS.
Why is that?
Because the area in question is under Primrose. The police station that is close at the Primrose SAPS.
So we don't yet have an investigating officer that has been allocated to
not this. Yet up until the case is handed over.
How is the family? I don't know if you can give us maybe a sense.
The situation is that the mother is alone. There's no family member that is close to her. And the family, his family is mainly in the KZN area.
Hmm.
But there are family politics that I will not want to get into up until maybe you can have an interview directly with her, then she will be able to narrate what is happening to her. Because the mother currently where she is, she's critically sick. Whoops, she's sick because she's also on stage 4 with cancer.
Oh, my word. Okay.
Yes.
Did you get an indication whether they will be getting any assistance in the burial of the little girl?
For now, because they were still busy arranging the issue of transferring her from a private undertaker, then that's when I will be able to know what is it that is going to happen, because surely I will have to be closer so that I'm able to assist her, because she's alone and being assisted by community members and the area leadership in Marathon.
Gosh, please pass our condolences to her. And our heartfelt condolences to that family. I appreciate you giving us your time this evening. Jeffrey Mtembu is ward councillor of Ward 93 in that area. It's in Germiston area. It's in Ekurhuleni. It's called the Marathon Informal Settlement. I think we're scheduled to have a conversation with MMC of Community Safety just to get a sense of how they're going to step in to make sure that none of this happens again. As you can hear, this is not the first time. It sounds like this particular pack of dogs, it's a third incident. And so obviously we need to get to the bottom of how the communities are going to be safer, trying to help them in situations like this. But we'll get the MMC of Community Safety just to get a sense of their responsibility in this regard.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.